it would feel better if I was telling you the truth. Look through the green grass for me, will you? Look through the green grass for me, will you? Look through the green grass for me, will you? Look through the green grass for me, will you?
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program. Hi, I'm your host, Doug Ford. This is the first Monday of the month of November. We hope you had a great Halloween weekend. We've got a lot of music we want to be able to play for you for this evening, both new and old. So let's kick things off with this band from Australia. They've been around since the 80s, a favorite and a notorious in some way punk pub band, the Cosmic Psychos, from their brand new album, Mountain of Piss. This is Rude Man on the Drastic Plastic Program.
Rude man. wish I didn't count my days by the things I didn't say. And I wish I had a modern job.
And welcome back. Let's just recap what we just heard in that opening set. It's a brand new music. Well, in some ways, I suppose. Released in August of this year from the tireless garage psych rock guitarist Ty Segall. It's his 13th studio album. He just keeps churning it out. And this is from an album called Harmonizer. And we heard a track called Whisper. Again, that's from Ty Segall's brand new record, released on Drag City Records. Before that, it was Paul Westerberg coming from his fourth solo album. And that was a track that actually popped up on an old mixtape of mine. And when I heard it, I thought, oh my God, I remember loving this track. It was originally released in 2002 on Vagrant Records off of Paul's album Stereo. And that's a track called Mr. Rabbit. Prior to Paul Westerberg, we sampled something from a band called Sprints, and they come out of Dublin. We heard a single of theirs called Modern Job, and ME Magazine actually calls Sprints Dublin's next No Fucks Given guitar heroes, and they seem to be catching on a lot of great press, and we hope to be able to play more music from them. And we began things off with the Cosmic Psychos from their brand new album of the later part of this year, in August. The album is called Mountain of Piss, and we heard the song called Rude Man. More music for you here on the Drastic Plastic program. Do stick around. We'll be right back.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hi there. Are you looking for some hot conversation tonight? I sure am. My name's Chalky the Chipmunk, and me and my sexy rodent friends are waiting for your call. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-900-TARTY. I would like to talk to you while I play with my nuts and acorns, but I can't do that unless you call. So come on, what do you have to lose? $5.99 a minute? Whoa, you probably spent that much today on a box of my crappy breakfast cereal, Chalky Nom Noms. So just grab the damn phone and dial 1-900-TARTY. We'll have a chocktastic good time.
Under 18, make sure your parents aren't home before calling.
Radio, better than the internet. No reading required.
This is Monica Passos for CQUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
In this next segment, we're going to take a little peek back at music and the state of music in the rearview mirror of things, by looking back at what happened at this past week in history, going back to Monday, October 25th, and leaving us on this particular day is, of course, John Peel, arguably maybe the most influential UK pop music DJ of all time. Anyone worth their radio salt probably knows John Peel as maybe the greatest curator of music to ever sit in front of a microphone. He hosted a BBC radio program featuring an eclectic mix of psych, punk, reggae, pop, alternative, hip-hop, death metal. Heck, he was the first to introduce so many listeners to what would become the future stars known as, I guess, the Ramones, perhaps, the Roxy Music, the Smiths, the Fall, Blur, the Sex Pistols, T-Rex, the Undertones. It's countless bands who also became cult favorites. He founded Dandelion Records in 1969 and released records of the likes of Kevin Coyne, Bridget St. John, and Medicine Head. John was also known for the Peel Sessions, of course, during which artists were recording live in the BBC studios that he heralded over. Something like 2,000 acts recorded over 4,000 sessions, many of them made available on album or CD. John was 11 times Melody Maker's DJ of the Year, Sony Broadcaster of the Year in 1993, the winner of the publicly voted Godlike Genius Award from NME in 1994, the Sony Gold Award winner in 2002, and was also a member of the Radio Academy Hall of Fame. What else can be said? Let's maybe just sample some of the songs that was featured in those long litany of great musics captured on Peel Sessions. And remember, it was back in 2004 on Monday past of October 25th, celebrating the life of John Peel. These are the Slits, recorded live on John Peel on the Drastic Plastic program.
See you.
1979, The Cure released their new single, Jumping Someone Else's Train, which was on the flip side of the song I'm Cold. They released that on Fiction Records. Said the band's leader, Robert Smith, of the A-side, Jumping Someone Else's Train, it's about kids latching onto the passing bandwagon. Whether it's the latest music or the newest fashion, trading in their clothes and their records for today's new flavor. It's also, when I first heard that song, it was the first time I had ever heard The Cure. So Jumping Someone Else's Train became a very special track for me and began my affection of The Cure, originally released this past week in 1979. Finally, our last segment of this look this past week in history, leaving us this past week on October 27th in 2013, was maybe one of rock's most influential artists of all time, Lou Reed, who passed away in 2013 on this past week at the age of 71 from liver disease. Of course, Lou helped shape nearly 50 years of music. He became prominent as a guitarist, vocalist, and principal songwriter, of course, as you know, from the late 60s New York group, the Velvet Underground. Lou has always been very successful in sort of breaking all taboos, writing about aspects of his own personal experience, including sexuality and drug culture, that had rarely been so openly shared in both poetry and in music. He had made himself and his image many, many times over, mutating from theatrical glam rocker to scary junkie to avant-garde noise man to just a straight-ahead rock and roller or just your average guy. Lou Reed, of course, will always be remembered perhaps for some of his most iconic albums like Berlin, Rock and Roll Animal, and of course songs like Walk on the Wild Side. So we celebrate, I guess, in this way, paying tribute to Lou Reed, who passed, as I mentioned, at the early age of 71. This past week in 2013.
That cunt's not breathing, I think she's had too much or something or other, I mean, you know what I mean? I don't mean to scare you, but you're the one who came here and you're the one who's gotta take her when you leave. I'm not being smart or trying to be cold in my part, and I'm not gonna wear my heart on my sleeve. But you know, people get all emotional, and sometimes, man, they just don't act rationally, you know? They think they're just on TV. Sha-la-la-la, man. Why don't you just slip her away? You know, I'm glad that we met, man. It really was nice talking, and I really wish that there was a little more time to speak. But you know, it could be a hassle trying to explain myself to a police officer about how it was your old lady got herself stiffed. And it's not like we could help her, there was nothing no one could do, and if there was, man, you know I would have been the first. But when someone turns that blue, it's a universal truth, and you just know that bitch will never fuck again. By the way, that's really some bad shit that you came to our place with, but you ought to be more careful around the little girls. It's either the best or it's the worst, and since I don't have to choose, I guess I won't. And I know this ain't no way to treat a guest, but why don't you grab your old lady by the feet and just lay her out in the darkest street, and by morning she's just another hit and run. You know, some people got no choice, and they can never find a voice to talk with that they could even call their own. So the first thing that they see that allows them the right to be, why they follow it. You know, it's called bad luck.
This is CKUT-FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blowing.
You want to make sure your family is getting a nutritious home-cooked meal, but with your schedule, who's got the time? Well, now you do, with new Eat and Serve colostomy bags. Eat and Serve colostomy bags use your body's natural digestive process to slow cook food so that your family gets all the taste and nutrition they deserve, the way nature intended.
Honey, this Salisbury steak is great.
And juicy.
Finally, you can be confident that your family is eating good food because you eat it first. All you do is eat the raw ingredients in the morning, let it digest for 10 hours, then enjoy. Just a few simple steps and you've got a hot and healthy meal cooked with a little lovin' in your own little oven.
I can cook my family a nutritious three-course meal while I'm at work, on the golf course, or even stuck in traffic.
And the best thing about Eat and Serve colostomy bags? Cleanup is a breeze. Don't forget to try the even slower cooking crotch pot. Cross the line of good taste into great taste.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila!
This next set of music begins with a band called Viva l'Americaine Death Ray Music, which is a band somewhat of a brainchild from Memphis native Nicholas Ray, who's been around since the late 90s, a collection of all kinds of DIY, UK-inspired rock and punk, in some ways even experimental music. This track that we are going to play comes from the band's Checking the Skies for Tychonauts, and this is a track called Push and Pull. Viva l'Americaine Death Ray Music on the Drastic Plastic Program.
Everyone is trying to pull. Thank you.
And what we just heard in that last set, that was Bedhead, and what I think is a great cover of The Stranglers' Golden Brown. Prior to that, it was Idols. Their new single is a song called The Beachland Ballroom. Again, we're looking for more music from them in their new upcoming album. Before that, it was A Certain Ratio and a song called Souls in the City, Part 2. And a sampling before that from Low. Their brand new record is called Hey What? And that distortion, or that what seemingly is some crazy distortion in that song, is all intended. In fact, that is a sampling, I guess, of how jarring this album from Low is. It is, you want to put your headphones on and just see where it takes you. Very, very cool stuff. The song we heard was a song called Disappearing. And we began things off, as we mentioned, from a band called Viva L'American Death Ray Music, from an album entitled Checking the Skies for Tychonauts, and a song called Push and Pull. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, 11 o'clock, it's the 27th Hour of Horror. And behind the microphone next week on Drastic Plastic, it'll be our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks. So really, you are in very good hands for your listening pleasure for this evening here on Monday night on CKUT.
Oh, evening and welcome to the 27th hour of Chaos Horror Disorder. Special Halloween episode tonight, even though Halloween was yesterday. We have guest host Felix Morel with us to break down. This is his playlist that he came up with. So, hello, Felix.